Another work day in the city. Monday morning rush hour. Everyone squeezing into buses, trains, and taxis. All trying to get their morning lattes and arrive at work on time. I get to my building, my messenger bag slung over my shoulder and hitting my hip as I walk. I show my ID to the security guard and step into a waiting elevator. Already I can feel my feet aching from these heels. Other people pile into the car, and exchanges are made to the person standing nearest the floor controls. Same routine as any other day. Perhaps that's why I noticed him. The doors were closing when he shoved his arm between them, preventing their closure. He stepped in out of breath and asked for his floor number to be pressed. 14. Same as mine. The company I work for occupies that whole floor. New guy? There are several people between us, and he's facing away from me. But as people get out, and I'm able to, I look him over. He's wearing a simple, button-down navy blue shirt, and definitely has a work shirt underneath. Sloppy wrinkles. He's also wearing black work pants. His shoes are nice, but I can tell that they are rather cheap. He's pretty young as well. Maybe a few years younger than me. Wire-framed glasses. And his face is smooth, freshly shaven, with obvious signs that he cut himself in the process. And Jesus, he put on way too much cologne. I cough a little from it. But it still smells good. Yeah, definitely a new guy. Fresh out of college by the look of it. And he's pretty easy on the eyes. There are only a few people left in the car, and new guy has made his way to the far back corner opposite me. I steal a few glances in my peripheral vision and cock a smile as I adjust my thick black-framed glasses, my dark gray work skirt, and violet button-down blouse that's tucked in. I glance back over at new guy, and he's staring at me. But he looks away quickly when I catch him. Interesting. I turn my head to watch him fully now. He looks back at me, and I smirk at him. We hold each other's gaze until the doors open for floor 14. I break our staring contest and walk out of the elevator, my messenger bag hitting my hip again. I look over my shoulder, expecting new guy to be following me. But he's not. Just staring at me. From inside the elevator car, mesmerized. The doors close and the elevator proceeds to the next floor. I fight back my laughter. He's going to be so late for work now. 10 minutes later, I'm sitting at one of six seats available on one side of a long table. My laptop is plugged in and connected to the company's network. My cup of tea is set off to the side, and I've begun looking over my workload for the day. I look up over my glasses to see new guy stumble into the room. Our department leader goes to him. They talk for a while, and their conversation is quiet. A minute later, our leader gets all of our attention and introduces new guy. He waves awkwardly at all of us until his eyes land on me, and then they go wide. I smirk and wave a few fingers at him. Then take a sip of my tea and go back to work. The day continues on, the new guy is nowhere in sight. Probably getting first day's training. Lots of emphasis on professionalism in the workplace and sexual harassment courses. I giggle at the thought. Poor guy. I see him again the next day, in the morning. I'm already at my seat with my laptop and my cup of tea. I see him walk in the room for his real first day. He looks around and then his eyes land on the seat across from me, and his eyes go wide again. I look around and I see why. It's the only seat available. I snicker at his awkwardness, but I take pity. I drink the remainder of my tea and get up, my mug in hand. I walk towards him, my hips swaying in today's work skirt. Dark navy blue, my tits jiggling a little in my cream orange blouse that I left open just a little today. After all, it was a hot morning. Can you blame a girl? I hold his gaze until I walk past him and exit the room, my heels clicking when I reach the tile floor. I ready another cup and return to the room. New guy has made it to his seat across from me. I smirk, but ignore him this time. I sit and go about my business, but I can feel his eyes on me throughout the rest of the day. The next few days go by, but I don't let up on my teasing. He actually started choosing the seat across from me all on his own. Occasionally, I'd slip off one of my heels and brush my foot against his calf and ankle with my naked foot. I'd pretend I didn't notice, but I'd feel his eyes on me nonetheless. One afternoon, I went to grab something I dropped on the floor, and I saw that he was hard. He was enjoying my teasing. Friday night came, and all my coworkers and I decided to go out to a nearby bar for drinks. New guy was, of course, invited. Once all of us arrived, I finally introduced myself to him. He was nervous at first, but gradually loosened up. We sat alone at a high table and bar stools, had our drinks, and just talked. I was right about him just graduating. As he told me more about himself, I slid my heel off again and ran my naked toes up his leg. He stutters and looks at me wide-eyed. I smirk and slide my foot higher. He swallows and looks around, then back at me. My foot reaches his inner thigh, and he grabs it, but doesn't push it away. He mentions the rules at work. "Those are for the workplace," I reply. "And we're not at work, are we?" He swallows again and takes his hand off my foot, his breathing heavier and his eyes locked on mine. I bare my teeth in a sinister but seductive smile. My foot proceeds until I reach his groin. His eyes close and his jaw tightens, fighting back a moan. Only a soft sigh escapes. My toes wiggle around, curling and feeling, the ball of my foot gently pushing and sliding over him, searching. His hardness is unmistakable, and his breathing increases as I hear deep sounds resonating from his chest. I grow excited as well, just watching him react to my advances. I look around and no one has noticed or even cares. He gets harder and more excited as I rub him with my foot, his fists clenched, restraining himself as hard as he can. I unbutton my blouse a little, showing off more of my cleavage, and run my fingers over my neck and newly exposed skin, biting my lip. He watches and looks me square in the eye, something primal and instinctual behind that stare. I bare my teeth again, unintimidated. I retract my foot, but only to slip it back into my heel. I get out of my seat and beckon him to follow me. We make our way to the bathrooms. The women's is, of course, packed, but the men's is empty. We quickly slip into a large stall, but before I can even lock the door, he pins me against it, pressing his lips against mine, as well as his groin against mine. I let out a moan through our entangled lips and wrap my leg around his waist, encouraging him. My hands explore his body while he explores mine, squeezing my tits through my shirt and bra, and me feeling his back and chest. His lips move to my neck, biting, kissing, and sucking. Our pelvises grinding, lust overtaking our bodies. I turn my neck to expose more, but also to see the lock on the door. His hand reaches out to grab my wrist, but allows me to secure the door first. After hearing the click, he pushes my hand above my head. The fingertips of my other hand slide over his scalp, preventing him from stopping his assault on my neck. He releases my wrist and slides down my arm softly towards my chest, unbuttoning my blouse completely and slipping his hand under my bra, cupping my breast and pinching my nipple. The sensation is sudden and I gasp, my body arching and wriggling and only desiring more. I grab the top of the stall door, fighting to keep my legs from giving out. His lips leave my neck, his tongue moving down, sliding over my collarbone and over my chest into my nipple, continuing his vicious attack. My body loving every moment and responding to every pleasurable jolt. That's when I feel one of his hands slide down to my skirt and lift it up, the muscles in my legs tensing for what he might do. His hand slides over my panties, feeling me through them, but then worms his fingers beneath into my clit. My body shudders at his touch, and I inhale sharply, my grip tightening on the door and his hair. His fingers explore my hot pussy, massaging and teasing it, imitating what his tongue was doing to my nipple. But before I could even imagine what it might feel like to have his tongue down there, he took it away and took a step back from me. My disappointment was short-lived. I looked down to see his pants and boxers drop, and his return shoved me against the door, forcing another moan out of me, urgently lifting my leg back up and around his waist, and I simultaneously push aside my panties and guide him inside me. My body ignites as I feel him fill me. My heart lurches and my breath catches. I dig the heel of my foot into his back, alluring him deeper. Our bodies and moans in sync and distant from anything else around us, each thrust slamming me against the door and forcing moan after moan from my chest, my breast jostling in the cups of my bra, my nails digging into his back as our movements become more frantic and intense. I bite the collar of my blouse, muffling the louder moans. His breathing gets heavier, and I can feel his body tensing. I twist myself out of his hold on me, pushing him against the door and dropping to my knees, taking his whole cock into my mouth. I can taste my sweet juices on him. He tries to restrain his moans and grunts, but deliciously fails. I feel his cock throb and pulse in my mouth and hands. My tongue dances over his head and along the underside, my hand pumping away on his shaft. I hear his breathing get more frantic and heavier, and he tells me that he's getting close. My hand strokes faster, and I suck his head, eager for his cum. Moments later, I feel him release into me, his warmth unleashing into my throat in hot streams. I lick his cock clean and stand back up, adjusting my skirt, panties, and blouse. He lazily leans against the door, barely able to keep his balance, utterly spent. I watch him recover, amused at the state I've left him in. It takes him a moment, but he collects himself, and we straighten ourselves up before we leave the bathroom and sit back out at our table. We finish our drinks and giggle like teenagers, entertained by how oblivious everyone in the bar is to what we just did. As we leave, I kiss him on the cheek and tell him that I'll see him again on Monday at work. We go our separate ways. All weekend I fantasize about what I plan to do to him next. Monday comes. I set myself up at the seat in the far back corner next to the window. He arrives and we catch each other's eye. I smile and point to the seat across from me. He smiles back and complies. We don't speak a word to each other, but we steal glances over the frames of our glasses. We look around at our coworkers typing away or on phone calls, satisfied in our devilish little secret. I even sneak a few footsies in, just to gently provoke him. Lunchtime rolls around and almost everybody goes on their break. I look, and only us and a few other co-workers remain in the room. But they are seated several rows away. I smirk at him. He looks around as well and then looks at me. I mouth to him, "Keep working." He nods and looks back at his laptop. I slip both my heels off and reach them across, placing them on his lap. I put a finger to my lips, shushing him silently. He bites his lip. I continue to torment him with my feet, massaging his inner thighs and sliding my toes over the hardness trapped in his pants. I pinch some fabric between my toes and tug on it. He looks up at me, and I mouth, "Pull it out." He swallows and does so as quietly as he can. I watch our other co-workers behind him. They haven't noticed anything yet. His hands return to his laptop, and I reach with my feet to investigate. I find his stiff cock and caress it with my toes, feeling its softness and warmth and wedging it between my toes to stroke it. He holds his breath, struggling to hold back his sounds, but I don't let up. He looks at me concerned, eyes wide, pressing his lips together, struggling to keep his mouth shut. I keep an eye on the other people in the room as I continue my torture. He breathes through his nose. That's when I change position and use my other foot. The bottom of my toes rub his whole head, my ankle rotating and my toes swirling around it. A muffled moan slips from him, and I can feel his cock getting harder. He looks up at me as he starts to shake. I lean back in my chair and slip his cock between my feet and use my soles to stroke him. His eyes shut and he holds his breath again, his hand now covering his mouth. I stroke him faster until he can't take it anymore. I feel his cum hit my legs and feet, the warmth dripping off me and onto the floor. He leans forward, breathing through his hand, eyes shut. I watch him, amused and enjoying his cock still throbbing between my soles. He takes a deep breath and recovers, then peeks under the table to examine the damage. He mouths, "I'll be right back," then tucks his cock back into his pants and dumps some coffee onto the carpet, then leaves. A moment later, he returns with plenty of paper towel to clean up his mess. Both of them.